Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Things that I've planned and the things that I've purpose, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my Spirit I'm making the way. And by my Spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrar, lo declaramos.
Sobrando,
siempre estás
sobrando.
Aunque no pueda ver estás sobrando, aunque no pueda ver estás sobrando, siempre estás sobrando.
Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, praise God. Yes, I understand what y'all are going through. That movie I'm talking about, sharing with y'all, you need to check it out. It's got some really, some good stars in it, but it's really showing about some of the kind of stuff that's going on in California, and it's really sad that they can, take care of the situation, but that's not what they want. They want to take away the food. They want to take away farmland. They want to take everything. That's the whole agenda. The whole agenda is to, it's to get rid of us. They want to, they want to kill us. And it's because of the nature and the one they follow. But God, he's greater. Anyway, to start off, I just share that it was really, I thought it was something about pray rain. So I thought it was going to pray for rain. So I thought it was something about, but it does go into what's really going on, and it's based on something that really happened out there, I think. But it's a pretty it'll get your eye open, but you get an idea of what's going on, for sure. But praise God, bless each one of you. Welcome to the Lord's Hour tonight, and I know what you're talking about, Sis Jeanette and Sis Connie. We had that, and the Lord did bless us. We finally got rain. Actually, tomorrow I've got to mow because of the rain that we got. I mean, the main cities above us, they really got hammered, and it was way overload, just like Brother Andrew's talking about in New Zealand. And I said, well, we praise the Lord for sending some rain to y'all, from there. But extremes everywhere, because this is how birth pains. I know, y'all that's had children. I mean, you women. Or even us, being fathers and watching it, but you yourself personally, that they increase. And that's what Jesus said it would be like. So we're getting close. We want to say happy birthday to Sis. She's asked to sing first, and then she's going to go enjoy a birthday dinner with her family. So we'll get to that pretty quickly here. I want to share with her here and y'all that next Friday, I won't be here. I'll be out of town getting ready for a wedding, and I'll be performing a wedding Saturday night. First time I've ever performed a wedding, so y'all be praying for us. Be praying for us to get all this together. The ladies have been working hard. You know how expensive everything is and all, and so we've tried to make it, we're doing most of it, and we're helping, Sis Brenda's granddaughter to make it a wedding that she can remember, and that we are able, that God has blessed us, we're able to help them. But anyway, praise God. So helping, being the one who's going to, perform, or, be the one that's going to do the service, because it's lifting up the name of Jesus as the words and the ceremony that God's put on our hearts to share. It's going to be amazing. But we thank God for all that to come together. We probably might have a chance of rain. We're talking about trying to do it outside, so we're praying for y'all praying for rain to come to you. We're praying that the rain will not be there in that time frame when we're trying to do this this wedding service outside. It does have an inside facility, but it's trying to be set up for outside. So anyway, praise God with that, and understand that the Lord will answer your prayers. He hears you, and it'll be God's perfect way in time that he'll provide for his children, and that we prayed, and the Lord did bring rain. So believe and pray, because he will answer prayer. Either he answers it instantly, or it'll be progressively. I mean, the Lord, in the way that he moves, there's purpose for all things. But we pray for rain and some cool temperatures for y'all, for sure. I hope and pray that happens. Well, praise God that we can come together. So much is happening. It is very revering, starting to rev up, especially with everything going on, of course, but Israel and around Israel. And if they sign this terrible new peace treaty, look out. Israel's going to come. I know a little bit this week, I'm not sure all, but they're talking about Israeli submarines in the Persian Gulf, just outside of Iran, talking about the F-35s have already invaded Iranian airspace. And this sort of, saying that we're here and we're not going to go by this JCPO, whatever they call the thing, the so-called treaty or agreement, whatever they want to call, that's going to open the doorways for more of the terrible things. But I believe that will happen, and God will intervene in the prophetic things that he said would happen. It's going to start lining up. It's amazing, because when that happens, we're going to be going up. And then one last thing I'll share, and we'll let Sis do the praise, start the praise worship tonight is Sis Chelsea, watch lady on the of God's wall, had a rapture dream. Well, she was sharing it. As she was sharing it, I saw these beautiful beams of light coming over her. I saw the most beautiful beams of light, and it brought such peace. And funny that the message about God's peace tonight, but I've never seen that before. Beautiful sun rays or even, you know, lights of God, what I believe. I believe it's just confirming the message she was sharing is true, and it could happen very soon, brothers and sisters. But anyway, in the dream, she saw this beautiful, like, French doors open, and looking out, like, the Lord was showing, like he said, we know the times and seasons and that we're in them. And brothers and sisters, it was trees with colored leaves on them. Well, that sort of tells you the time is coming up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's exciting. As we see all these things, I know some of them sobering, but others it's exciting. Because for us, it's pointing to our homecoming. And we want many to come with us as there can be. Amen? Yes, sis, we'll pray that the rain would come this evening. I don't know what you're, it don't matter. What the weather forecast, whatever, say God can make it happen. The Lord can make it happen. Praise the name of the Lord that he'll make a way for the rain to come to y'all. Or that God will provide water. I know there was seen a video about what's going on with the Chosen in the place where they needed their water and they was going to do something. It disappeared. And then they was going to truck in water and stuff. And all of a sudden, water just started coming out of the ground. It started filling up the area they needed to be filled. God can do it. He's not limited by the things of men or even nature. He's greater. He's able. He can bring water out of the rock. He still does. Hallelujah. Thank God that's this water you drink. You'll be thirsty again. But the true water he gives is the living water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's pray and let Sister Jeanette start this praise and worship and that she can be able to go and be with her family, okay? Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. We honor and praise you and come to you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for who you are and all that you have done for us and what you're doing. Lord, I pray as you hear Sis Jeanette and Sis Connie, your daughters, crying out for rain. Lord, I pray you would bring rain to them. I pray you bring rain and cooler temperatures, even clouds over the sun to bring down the temperatures, Lord. But I would pray that you would bring rain to where they live. We're grateful that you brought rain to us. And Lord, it would be all right is that Brother Andrew says they're getting all kind of rain in New Zealand. It'd be all right, Lord, if you would just move some of that rain and pass it over to your daughters. We'd be very grateful and thank you. I know a lot of things have to happen in these days that you're trying to get the attention of people that they need you. The answer is you. There is no other. All that's going on is pointing to the end of this world and that this world, lost, dying world, it is because of sin. But Lord, praise God in this time. There is still great hope. There is still great life. It is in you, Lord Jesus. We pray tonight, Lord, that you would watch over and protect the airways and computers and phones. There have been a lot of trials with that today, but I know, God, you'll make a way. And we thank you for the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of the Spirit to bring your word alive, to know you more, to understand and know you more and who you are and what you're saying to us, or that we are in the times and seasons of your glorious return for your church and bride. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor and praise as we see these things happening and what you have told us be watching for. And they're happening, praise God, and excited in one sense and pray that people come to Jesus. How dangerous and frail people's lives are, that they would cry out to Jesus before it is truly too late. Lord, we pray that we share the truth of your word and that lives will be changed. Because your word does not come by void. We thank you and honor you tonight, Lord, and give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Praise God. Yes, that's right. Sis, all things are possible. God is able. God is able. When we pray, he hears it, and he responds. Understand that. Either it's going to be he will do it instantly by the words and his promises, or it'll be progressive. And sometimes that's exactly how it was. With some of the, when he prayed for people, It was instantly, but other times, like the fish and loaves, it was progressive. It happened, but it just sort of happened, you know, as it was needed or, you know, slowly. And that's, you know, up to God. There has to be a reason for whatever we go through. It could be that you need to be a witness and a light to other people as you go through the tests and trials we go through, and that we can testify and say glory to God, as we've already seen that Sister Nett was healed. Brother Andrew shared that his grandson Colton was healed, and praise God, Sis Brenda was healed by the Lord, praise God, in a way that she went to the dentist still, but in the procedure that's usually very painful, takes more than one time, it was done very quickly. And when she went to pay, the receptionist said, what'd you have? Oh, I had a root canal. So you're smiling. You're not hurting. Because usually you do. But the Lord intervened. And that she was a light and a witness there, that God is able. As God leads you. As God leads you, we have to believe and trust him. And we give him all the glory and praise. Because he hears our prayers and he answers. Because he loves us that much. He really does. And that he is who we need to turn to. And who we need to trust in. And you'll understand the more. If you want peace in your life, you've got to have Jesus. Amen. You got to have Jesus. All right. We'll let Sister Nett come. As she wanted to start the praise and worship tonight so she can go be with her family. Whenever you're ready, sis, we'll go ahead and let you come and do your praise song. And then I will follow with the other one that God's put on my heart about understanding how he comes to us is by the mighty Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. A lot, and it seems like y'all see drought, and we've seen drought and dry and hot. I think that's showing what's going on in the spiritual realm where people are in drought, and they need living water. They need the Word of God empowered by the Holy Spirit in the days we live. Amen, sis.
Amen. Happy glory. Birthday. Thank you, Lord,
happy
for
birthday.
Healing Sister Brenda, baby Colton, and for
Amen.
Shira, Sister Connie's family, too.
Amen.
In Jesus'
pray
name.
Really too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Here it goes.
All right. Go ahead. Bless you.
We'll praise you in the storm. I was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands, I praise the God you give and take away. And I praise you in the storm, and I will lift my head, cause you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You've never left my side, and now my heart is torn. I will praise you in this storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry to you, you raised me up again. My strength is almost gone, how can I carry on if I can't find you? as the thunder rolls. I barely hear you whisper through the rain. I'm with you. As your mercy falls, I raise my hand and praise the God who gave and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hand, 'cause you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You've never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you with this song. And though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this song. I lift my eyes into the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes into the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You're my all. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, 'cause you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your head. You've never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in until my heart is torn, I will praise, I will praise in this storm. I will praise you in this storm. Praise you in this storm. I will praise you in this my God is so much better than the troubles I face. Why would I hunger for power or riches or fame. Oh, my God, it's so much better than all of these things. Although I won't be shaken, I won't be moved. My God is faithful, His promise is true. So I speak to the mountain, oh, it's time to move. Cause my God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than you. My enemies scatter, cause they know the battle is done. My God is stronger, the victory is already won. He died for my ransom and rose up on the third day. Oh, cause my God is greater than death, hell and the grave. So I won't be shaken, oh, I won't be moved. My God is faithful, His promise is true. So I speak to the mountain, oh, it's time to move. Cause my God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than you. Oh, there is no mountain too high, no valley too low. There's no fear that I have, He doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon to drop. There is nothing for God that's impossible. There's no mountain too high, no valley too low. There's no fear that I have, He doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon too strong. There is nothing for God that's impossible. No one would be shaken, no I won't be moved. My God is faithful, His promise is true. So I speak to the mountain, oh, it's time to move. Cause my God is bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater than you.
Wake up the sea, let
like a bright way forward through. We'll be answered, ready for you. Every heart longing for our King. We sing like a bright way forward through.
Celebration, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, okay, brother. So I'll see you when you come back the next Friday.
Yeah, Lord Milena, we'll see you up to him.
Okay, brother. God bless you all. Bless
you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, praise God. Now we continue, and we go to the usually the song I start out, what God put on my heart to share, is based on, you know, Jesus, when he was here on earth, how he would personally deal with each person. And he knew exactly what he needed. I mean, what they needed. And with Sis Connie and Sis Jeanette, and we were talking how dry, how there's no rain, how the, you know, everything's drying up. It is showing the lack of water, but could it be showing a bigger picture of the lack of living water? See, the water of this world, you can drink, and you'll still have a thirst, as the Lord says here. But he gives another kind of water, and it points to the mighty Holy Spirit. John 4, verse let's see. Let's go. Starting with verse 10 of John 4. Jesus answered her, if you knew about God's gift of eternal life, I mean, the Lord gets right to the heart of the matter when he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And he goes through that the Father is going to raise up his son on a cross. He gets right to the heart of the matter for everybody. And who says, give me a drink, you would have asked him instead, and he would have given you living water. What is eternal life? How does that come? By faith alone in Christ, then born again by the Spirit. You see, in, I think the prophet Hosea is shared, is I think it's chapter 4, it talks about my people die because of the lack of knowledge. My people perish because they don't know me. They don't tout me, who I am personally to them, because they don't get in my word. As my pastor at the church here in Dublin was sharing, the percentage of people that don't get into the word, it's sad. It's really sad. How do you know Jesus without God's word? Oh, the other side of it is, he is the living word. And the other thing about the word of God is it needs to be alive. The only way you can understand it or that it's personal to you or apply it to your life is by the Holy Spirit. And this is what he, and who says, give me a drink, you would have asked him instead, and he'd given you living water, eternal life. She said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, no bucket, a rope, and the well is deep. Because she is focused on this world. Too many people are focused on this world and the things of the world. And she's talking about water that you drink But you'll be thirsty again when you get dry or thirsty for the water that God gives. Oh, no. No, there will be peace. There will be hope. There will be life. There will be salvation. There will be freedom. There will be liberty. Praise God. Big difference. The kind of water that God gives is totally different. Again, it's a picture, just like Nicodemus was talking about. Oh, can a man be born in his mother's womb after he's old? No. No. They're too focused on the world because the things of God and the Spirit have to be opened up to them. And Jesus is sharing it. Are you greater? She asked questions. It's good to ask questions. How will you ever learn if you don't? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and used to drink it from himself and sons and his cattle also? You know that well's still there. Far as I know, it's still water there. Isn't it amazing? Jesus answered her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. There you go. We'll be thirsty. Anything of this world will never satisfy you. Not the things of men, but only of God. And then he goes into verse 14. But whoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. But the water that I give him will become in him a spring of water satisfying his thirst for God. Hallelujah. Welling up, continually flowing, bubbling within him to eternal life. Well, brothers and sisters, praise God that we just ask the Lord to keep pouring out, pour his Spirit out, that living water in our lives. Amen. Glory to God. Pour your Spirit out, Lord. We honor and praise you tonight. We continue to worship and honor him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. We worship and praise. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Be the personal testimony in this song. You've been down long enough. No more walking in shame. Because the way that he loves you isn't something you can change. You've been running in circles, but you can't hide from grace. Because that way that he loves you, it's something you can't change. Just like Lazarus out of that grave, I got rewrite history. Jesus, you change everything when you pour your Spirit out. Just like silence singing with Paul, pray, bring down those prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out? Amen. Pour your Spirit out. Pour your Spirit out. Amen. Hallelujah now. You can rest in his presence. You can trust in his name. Because his burden is easy. And he's perfect in his way. You can run to the Father. There's no reason to wait. Because his arms are being open. Something you can't change. Just like Lazarus out of that grave. Our God rewrites history. Jesus, you change everything when you pour your Spirit out. Just like silence, singing with Paul, frames can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out? Like silence, bringing the spray, our God rewrites history. Jesus, you have everything when you pour your Spirit out. Just like silence, singing with Paul, praise and break down prison walls. Lord. Jesus, you can have it all when you pour your spirit out. Hallelujah. Pour your spirit out. Pour your spirit out. Yes, Lord. Your spirit out. Hallelujah. You down. Your spirit out. Pour your spirit out. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, now. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, your Holy Spirit, the living water that brings life, refreshing, strength, renewing, revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, raise the dead. Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen. Have to do is just ask, seek, let the doors be wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. You have to do is ask, seek, let the doors be wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. You have to do is ask, seek, not once to fling wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. You have to do just that. Deep, not once door swing wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. Please, it can happen. Miracle, stone, smash that stone. He's been waiting, you can hear it. He's been knocking, 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 knocking. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. Lazarus, Hallelujah, pray. Our God rewrites history. Jesus, you change everything when you pour your spirit out. Just like silence, singing with call, breaking, break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all when you pour your spirit out. Amen. Pour your spirit out. Spirit out. Spirit out. Out, Lord. Pour your spirit out. Yeah. Your spirit out. Pour your spirit out. Your spirit out. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Listen to the testimony. What God can do. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, what you're able to do, who you are, how much you love us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Yes, pour your spirit out, Lord. Mighty rushing wind, the fire of God. God of mercy. Lord of mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
What do you call that? You can't try to explain. You can call them crazy, but I'm the one that he changed. What do you call that? When you say it's not real, I used to think that it was crazy. But now I'm the one he healed. Hallelujah. Like Lazarus out of that grave, our God rewrites history. Jesus, you change everything. When you pour your spirit out, just like silence, singing with Paul, breaking, break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Once you pour your spirit out, just like Lazarus, out of that grave, God's got rewrite history. Jesus, you change everything. When you pour your spirit out, just like silence, singing with Paul, praise him, break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all when you pour your spirit out. Amen. Jesus, the doors are wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. The dude just asked me. Not what doors are wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. See what doors are wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. You have to do just that. See not what doors are wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. Back that stone. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As he did what he did for those he talked about in that song, Lazarus. And what he did for Paul and Silas and the Philippian jailer and his family. And what he did for that young man that was singing, praise God. He can do the same for you. He's the same God. He's the same God of miracles, supernatural. He's far beyond anything of this world in ways. Let's believe and trust him. That's what he's called us to do. We humble ourselves and trust you, Lord. We honor and praise you for what you've been doing in our lives. We thank you how you have provided for us salvation and eternal life and freedom, true freedom, greater than any freedom of any country or land or anything, Lord. Even greater than physical freedom is spiritual freedom through you. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. What you came for, as it is said, that you came to set the captives free. So, Lord, we must have been in one big mess. We must have been in captivity. We must have been in chains, but praise God, you have set us free. You have broken the chains, and they have fallen, hallelujah. You have opened our eyes and our ears, and that we can see the truth and know who you are and what you're doing in our lives because of your love. Your love is greater than all our sin. Your love is greater than the whole fall of mankind. Hallelujah. Your love brings healing. Your love heals the brokenhearted. Your love brings deliverance from the enemy and all the things of this world and the curse of it and the terrible things of disease and sickness and affliction. You're greater. You're more powerful, Lord. Hallelujah. That we need to know who to believe and trust in and understand in our lives these days. That you provide for us when the world says, oh, everything's going away. But God says, I provide more than you can even ask for. Hallelujah. Lord, let everybody is in a place of danger and things coming at us. And everybody thinks we got to get weapons and get a bunker and load up and think that's the answer. But we are to trust you and know that you watch over, protect us and the mighty angels of God. Let us believe the Lord and understand who he is in our lives. We thank you, Lord. We praise you that you're with us, that you said, I'll never leave you forsaken, and that I bring you peace, and I bring you hope. And I bring you salvation and eternal life. Everything that I want you to have, I give to you, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And in this time and season we're in, we get excited. We're so excited, Lord, that you're coming. Hallelujah, as you're showing more and more and clear in dreams and visions, in your word coming alive and showing us more and more. And the Holy Spirit, that we will not be caught off guard. If we are not in darkness,
But we're in your light, connected by your spirit. And you'll tell us, it's ready to go. Ready to go, kids. Ready to go. It's time. We'll know it. It's getting closer, I know, by all that you've told us. We honor and praise you and get excited. Worship you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for who you are in our lives. We honor and praise you tonight. Glory to your name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Hallelujah. Get excited about the Lord. Amen. Shalom, Sis Erica. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Welcome all by phone and by Skype and Facebook and whichever way God makes a way. And that we have a good word. A word of comfort. The Holy Spirit bringing a word of comfort. Understand the only way it comes. Why we got man and government and leaders all yelling, peace, peace, at the same time they're loading up for war. Because that's how man is. They say one thing and they do another. Because it's their nature, especially anybody that is not a born-again believer in Jesus. They have the nature and character of this world system and the fallen one, Satan. Understand that and know that. God has made it very clear. That's why we need a Savior. We need to be saved from this evil, lost world and the devil. And God's made a way. Praise God. He's made a way. Praise his name. The peace of God in us through Jesus Christ. The only way it comes. The peace of God in us through Jesus Christ. Shalom, brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Well, bless you, Matthew. Bless you, Matthew. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Bless you. Praise God. Shalom, brothers and sisters in Christ. Grace, mercy, love, and peace from our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, and the Holy Spirit fills us with peace. Amen. In the times we are living now, we need to know that we do have God's peace in our lives only one way. The kind of peace that God gives is past all understanding. And we all know it's eternal. Amen. Let's look. You're welcome, Matthew. You're welcome. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always, delight and take pleasure in him. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, unselfishness, mercy, tolerance, and patience be known to all people who you really are now, the kind of nature and character you have, how God has changed. And when you do this, look what the next, what it says at the end of the verse. The Lord is near. The Lord is near. Even as we know by the word of God, he lives within us by his spirit. Do not be anxious or worried about anything. But in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. Communicate. That's what it is. Communication with your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. That's how the Lord told us to pray. And the peace of God that passes reassures the heart, that peace, which transcends all understanding, that peace, which stands guard over your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus, is yours. Yours, brothers and sisters. And mine, thank God. Oh, we need peace in these days. Amen? So the kind of peace that God brings is far superior. Boy thing. Yeah, I guess. There it goes. Okay. Some kind of notice about doing something. Anyway, trying to distract. So the kind of peace that God brings is far superior than anything man brings. Definitely anything that Satan brings either. Because it'll be false if he has anything to do with it. First, it will not be real peace. It will be false peace. As they speak peace from one side of their mouth and prepare for war in their hearts. Amen? Now, the peace that God brings is this. Hallelujah. Number one, the peace of God and not men. Amen? Number two, the peace which reassures the heart. Amen. That you're at peace with God. You're not an enemy of God. You have been reconciled. That's very important. I think that truly proves if you're truly saved or not. Number three, that peace from God which transcends all understanding, everything men can think or do or anything that enemy of the principalities, what they can think or do, are probably blown away what God is doing with us. Even the angels want to look into this. That peace from God stands guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. And number five, oh yes, the final glorious truth about God's peace is yours. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. So what does it all add up to be? God's grace and favor toward us, his church and bride, and his humble sons and daughters. Amen? The other part of this is what we see in this world. They are all saying peace and safety or peace and security from the leaders of the nation. But what is really going to happen to those who believe man and Satan? God's word of truth tells us. Let us look. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 through 3, I do believe. 1 through 3. Yes, it is. 1 through 3. Now, as the times and seasons, the time and date, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you. For you yourself know perfectly well that the day of the return of the Lord is coming just as a thief comes unexpectedly and suddenly in the night. Who's this for? Listen. While they are saying peace and safety, all is well and secure, then in a moment unforeseen, destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains on a woman with child. And they will absolutely not escape, for there will be no way to escape the judgment of the Lord. Now, do you see where the so-called peace of the world leads to? Who wants to face that? Not me, or you, I am sure. Who are the ones who will not face this? Let's look by God's word. First Thessalonians 5, 4 through 11. Hear the truth of God's word. But you, believers, all who believe in Christ as Savior and acknowledge him as God's Son, are not in spiritual darkness. Oh, no. Uh-oh. No, no. Praise God. You're not in spiritual darkness. You're in God's light, in connection with God. You're not going to be caught off guard. If you listen to the Holy Spirit and in his word, nor held by its power. No, you've been set free. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That the day of judgment will overtake you by surprise like a thief. For you are all sons and daughters of light and sons and daughters of day. We do not belong to the night nor to darkness. Hallelujah. We've been bought with a price. Paid ransom for us by the blood of Christ, the Son of God. So then, let us sleep. Let us not sleep in spiritual indifference, or you're not awake, or woke, I guess you'd say, but not awake, as the rest of the world does. But let us keep wide awake, alert and cautious, and let us be sober, self-controlled, calm and wise. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk at night, and they're doing it even during the day now. But since we believers belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love as a helmet, a hope and confident assurance of salvation. For God has not destined This is not your destiny. Don't let it make anybody any different. Don't listen to them if they try. God is not destined us to incur his wrath. That is, he did not select us to condemn us, praise God, but to attain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Who died willingly for us, so that whether we're awake, alive, or asleep, dead. See, God just calls it sleep because he's greater than death. There ain't no finality of that for us. At Christ's appearing, oh, praise God, at his appearing, not him coming back and setting his feet on the Mount of Olives. His appearing as he's coming for his church and bride and take us home before he will bring the final judgment on a world who rejects him. We will live together with him sharing eternal life. Isn't that exciting? Therefore, encourage and comfort one another and build up one another just as you're doing. Amen. Amen. That's what we should be doing, brothers and sisters. You, brothers and sisters, you will not face God's judgment because you are not in spiritual darkness like all these people who will face God's judgment and will not escape. But you can have peace even in the times we live and for all eternity because this kind of peace that God gives through his son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and Prince of Peace lives in our lives and hearts. Amen. Good news. Good news. Encouraging, right? Now, what is the definition of peace? A state of mutual harmony between people or groups, especially in personal relationships. The normal, not warring condition. Truly, how does this happen in our lives? The peace of God in us through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, by God's mighty word of truth. Amen. Joshua 1, verse 13. Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest. And you'll see that rest and peace go together in God's word. And you will give this land, and you will give you, I mean, he will give you this land east of Jordan. God's promise. And he did. So the word rest goes with peace that God gives. Amen. Like what Christ said and told the people when he was in the world. Let's look. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Matthew 11, 25 through 30. Come to me. I think it's supposed to be, okay. I put down the wrong number there, but I'll get it here in a minute. Let me make sure. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I'll change one number here. Hold on. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me. All you weary and heavy burden by religious rituals that provide no peace. And they won't. They never will. And I will give you rest. Jesus will give you rest. The others won't. Refreshing your souls with salvation. Now that's where you have peace and rest. When it's real in your life. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. That's right. Yoke, his life, his path he showed us to live. Learn from me, guided by the Holy Spirit. Fall into me as my disciple, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest. Oh, hallelujah. Renewal, blessed quiet. Isn't it wonderful? Not that you have to have a bunch of noise or stuff going on all the time. But you can just rest in the presence of the Lord for your soul. For my yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light. So the first thing Jesus points out is that man's way of religion and works that provide no peace, that just make you weary and heavily burdened, Again, God's peace and rest go hand in hand from the Lord God. Amen? He says of himself, Jesus Christ, I am gentle and humble in heart. Because of this, when you believe and trust him, you will find rest and peace. Amen? Then one more point. A picture of renewal for your souls. Amen. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 18. Is not the Lord your God with you? Good question. We all should be saying yes as born-again believers. Yes. And has he not given you rest and peace on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. This is King David reminding the people, is not the Lord with you? Amen. Has he not given you rest and peace? Oh, yes. How much more for us who believe and trust him now, who have not rejected him, but believe in him? Much more. Continually pours it out by his Holy Spirit. Isn't that awesome? It's amazing the days we live in the time of grace. Here, King David telling the leaders and the people, has he not given you rest and peace on every side? A question for them. Then, but what about us? Yes, he has. We all need to learn and walk in it daily, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. 1 Chronicles 23, verse 25. For David said, the Lord God of Israel has given peace and rest to his people, and he dwells in Jerusalem forever. Uh-oh. About all the people trying to divide God's city without, I mean, well, he don't want a city divided anyway, but they're still trying to do it. They're trying to divide his land and take land away from Israel, or even trying to change the name of it. And then others want to destroy it. You better get into God's word and see what the words and promises are. To all who want to destroy Israel or divide the city of our God and Savior, you better take heed before it is too late. This city and land is God's. Keep your filthy, wicked hands off of it. But by the word of God, in your arrogant pride, you will not. And a mighty fall is coming for all who are part or trying to do this. Amen. It's very true. And then right after, then this came up. And I've been saying this is getting ready to happen. Psalm 83. Hallelujah. God implored to confound his enemies. A psalm of Asaph, who was a prophet. And this is what he was saying. And I believe God is not going to be silent much longer. Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace or be still, O God. Oh, he's getting ready to take down all the enemies of Israel around them. And then he will take down all the enemies of Israel in this whole world. Because he keeps his word and his promises, and he's greater than anything of Satan, of man. I don't care what kind of weapon, who they are. God is able. The prophet wants God to act for the people and the nation of Israel. According to this song and prophecy, God will act to destroy first all of Israel's close enemies. Amen. For us, when this starts to happen, be looking up for the Prince of Peace and our glorious King Jesus coming for us to take us to a place of perfect rest and peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That's coming, brothers and sisters. Get excited and know. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For to us a child shall be born, and to us a son shall be given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And man thinks they can have peace. Most every, almost every peace treaty has always been broken in the realm of man anyway. A prophecy that has been filled by the Son of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Jewish friend, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. His name shall be called for his glorious nature and character he is. One, of course, by God's word of truth is Prince of Peace. Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful and delightful on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace. When you share the good news of salvation and life, that is talking about peace, reconcile between you and God, who brings good news of good things, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Look to him. Don't just trust in your arm, your armies and all the weapons and technology, Israel. You better cry out to Yahweh. Better believe in him, and even more than that, cry out to the true Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Part of the good news from God is peace. Amen. Finally, as we move from the Old Testament into the New about the peace of God, the prophet Micah tells us about the time Jesus Christ will reign. Oh, amen. Micah 5, verse 4. Thank you, Jesus. And he shall stand and shepherd and guide his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure and undisturbed, because at the time he shall be great, extending his authority even to the ends of the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. The Prince of Peace will bring peace to this world. Amen. He's the only one that will. Glory to God. Total peace in this world only when the Prince of Peace is ruling here. Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed, spiritually calm, with life, joy, and God's favor, are the makers and maintainers of peace. For they will express his character and be called sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. What the Holy Spirit revealed here, you're going to get excited. The God of peace, who wants peace and rest for all of his created children, tells us and commands us and maintainers of peace. For they will express his character and be called sons and daughters of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, in Christ, this is what we are doing right now for such a time as this. Part of the will and purpose of the restrainer is to have rest and peace for all who believe and trust in Jesus Christ. The benefit to the world that we as peacemakers of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, are holding back the war, destruction, and hell that will come to all who reject God's peace through his Son, the Prince of Peace. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Real peace passes all understanding of man and Satan. Amen. As seeing and putting this scripture, as seeing and putting up this scripture, this is what the Lord Jesus revealed to me to share with you. When we, the church and bride, are taking up to be with Jesus forever, the peace we brought to this world by that he brought by this world by the power of the Holy Spirit in us will be gone. Who would want to be in a world where there is no peace? No personal peace, no peace between one another, and God have mercy, no peace between you and God. God have mercy. Now we know why Christ calls this time the most terrible time. Peace, peace. But there will be no peace in this world then. Let's look. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, 3 through 10. Let no one in any way deceive you or entrap you. For that day will not come unless the apostate comes first, that there is a great rebellion and abandonment of faith, and that man of lawlessness is revealed, and the son of seduction, the Antichrist, the one who is destined to be destroyed. Who opposes and exalts himself so proudly and so instantly above everything so-called God or object of worship? He don't want to share nothing. So that he actually enters and takes his seat in the temple of God, publicly proclaiming that he himself is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I was telling you these things? And you know what restrains him now from being revealed. It is so that he will be revealed at his own appointed time. For the mystery of lawlessness, rebellion against divine authority, and the coming of the reign of lawlessness is already at work, and it's really revving up. But it is restrained only till he who now restrains is taken out of the way. Then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to the end by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the Antichrist, the lawless one, is through the activity of Satan, attended with great power, all kinds of counterfeit miracles, and deceptive signs and false wonders, all of them lies. And by unlimited seduction, God have mercy, and by unlimited seduction to evil, and with all deception and wickedness for those who are perishing because they did not welcome the love of the truth of the gospel, who is truly Jesus, the Son of God. So as to be saved, they were spiritually blind and rejected the truth that would have saved them. So as you hear this and see this, it is all going to happen. All of this, do you see any rest or peace in all of what the beast and Antichrist will bring? No. No. Oh, yes. He will make a peace treaty with Israel, but he will break it because that is the kind of nature he has of hate and war. Amen? Who will face this terrible time of no real peace? The ones who did not welcome the love of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They were spiritually blind and rejected the truth that would have saved them. God have mercy. No rest or peace. No rest or peace. Hallelujah. Romans 1, verse 7. Get back some more of the encouraging words now. But the other part has to be shared. Romans 1, verse 7, if there's anybody out there that needs to come to Jesus, you need to understand the time we're living and what's happening. And the time is short. Romans 1, 7. I'm writing to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called to be saints, God's people, and set apart for sanctified life. That is, set apart for God and his purpose. Grace to you. And peace, grace to you, and peace, inner calm, your well-being from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul, when he writes his letter, he shares this at the start, or even he shares it at the end, that he wants you to know of God's grace to you and peace. because so many people do not have peace in this world without Christ. Now, this is the kind of peace you need and truly want. Grace to you in peace, the inner calm, the spiritual well-being, being from who? Yourself? No. Your religion and tradition? No. From God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Romans 5, verse 1, the results of justification. What has happened is Christ made you just. Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, since we have been justified, that is, acquitted of sin. Oh, hallelujah. Declared blameless before God by faith. Let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God. Oh, that's a wonderful thing. And the joy of reconciliation with him through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, the Son of the Living God. Now, that we have been declared blameless before God by faith in Jesus Christ, get a hold of this. Get a hold of this. Let us grasp or hold on to the fact that we have peace with God, and the joy of reconciliation with him through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Glory to God. Romans 8, verse 6. Now, the mind of the flesh is death. Like I said, God don't mess around. He tells you exactly how it is, how serious it is. Now, the mind of the flesh is death. Listen to this. Both now and forever. Because it pursues sin. You won't be in the presence of God if you have that kind of life, that kind of mind. But the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. The spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God both now and forever. Spiritual well-being that you are right with God. It is well with your soul. You know it is done. It is finished. Hallelujah. You trust God. You trust Jesus. And you believe. Hallelujah. So what goes with this peace is God's life, the real life, eternal life. Amen. The spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking or the stuff that's in this world. What one likes. I would probably go on to say what one wants. But the righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what it's supposed to be about. Not like this world, just about this temporary life, but of righteousness and peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. For God, who is the source of their prophesying, is not a God of confusion and disorder. So when you hear something that feels like it's confusing or don't think it's in order or you're not at peace, but of peace, because that's what's going to be, peace and order. It'll be lined up with his word. I believe anybody that gets a dream and vision, there's something should be lined up and the word should be given for it. That's how God's always brought it to me. As in this practice, in all the churches of the saints, God's people, So when there are words or prophecies from people that should not bring fear and confusion and be lined up with God's word and be of peace and order. Amen? Good wisdom. Very discerning these days, brother. Be very discerning these days, brothers and sisters, about any word or prophecy you hear. Make sure it has the word of God as confirmation. Amen. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word. There it is. Look at there. Right, confirmed by God's word. Boom. It's confirmed. It's confirmed is what I just shared. Whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and good report or repute, if there is any excellence, the things of God is with excellence. If there's anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them. Implant them in your heart. Amen. Whatever is lovely and brings peace. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Remember how God beautifies us by his salvation. Oh, hallelujah, in his very life. Philippians 4, verse 9. The things which you have learned and received and heard and see in me or in the Lord would be more. Paul is talking about him as an example. Practice these things in daily life. And the God who is the source of peace. And man think they can bring peace. Huh. They have been reading God's word, haven't they? And the well-being will be with you. That only happens. God brings true peace. His peace is eternal peace. And I'm not just talking about when somebody passes away and they say, internal peace. We have God's peace now. I mean, before, I don't even think many of us are going to pass anyway. We're going to see Christ come and fly away. Practice all these things that is really part of our lives now, empowered by the Holy Spirit. When we do, then God, who is a source of peace and well-being, will be with you. Amen. Colossians 3, verse 15. You drink? Most of these words are encouraging. The Lord wants you to know. He wants you to be at peace. Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who walks daily with him, like I've told people, it's about a relationship with the Savior. Be the controlling factor in your heart, deciding and settling questions that arise. To this peace, indeed, you are called as members in one body of believers. And be thankful to God. Oh, amen. Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who walks daily with him. Amen. Number two, be the controlling factor in your heart, deciding and settling questions that arise. Amen. You should have peace about something that comes in your life, a decision or direction or what you're doing. That's what the Lord does. To this peace, God's peace, indeed, you are called as members in one body of believers. Amen. And number four, be thankful to God always for his peace past all understanding. Amen. Amazing how powerful and full of truth and wisdom it's just one verse of God's word. Amen. Hebrews 4, verse 3. For we who believe, that is, we who personally trust and confidently rely on God, that's what believe really means. Enter that rest. Oh, hallelujah. Only ones that will. So we have
his inner peace now, because we are confident in our salvation, assured of his power. Just as he said, I swore in an oath in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Then he said, he's talking about the ones that were rebellious and the ones that didn't believe in him, mainly with the nation of Israel. Remember, Hebrews was mainly speaking to the Jews. Although his works were completed from the foundation of the world, waiting for all who would believe. Isn't that awesome? That's where we're at. We're waiting for all who believe. We who personally trust and constantly rely on God enter that rest. So we have inner peace now because we are confident in our salvation that God has given to us through the life and blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if any of you out there do not have this kind of rest or peace, you need to come to Christ that God the Father commands us to. One way, nothing added of yours or religion, but Jesus Christ only. To believe in him and trust him, rely on him as your most vital necessity for this life and eternal life. To be born again by the Holy Spirit of God to bring you this rest in peace now and forever. Amen. Hebrews 12, verse 11. For the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems sad and painful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Peaceful fruit of righteousness. What is that? Right standing with God and a lifestyle and an attitude that seeks conformity to God's will and purpose. There you go. Oh, you want that kind of peace. The only way that happens is through faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I know, and you know, it is not pleasant and sometimes painful, the discipline of the Lord. But it is very well needed. So afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Right standing with God in a lifestyle and attitude that seeks conformity to God's will and purpose. Amen. You, brothers and sisters, this comes into our life because he loves us so much and knows exactly each one of us need in our life to become like his Son and Savior, the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13, verse 20. As I shared earlier, Romans 1, 7, now this is what Paul says at the end of the book of Hebrews. Now may the God of peace, this is what he wanted, the last thing he says that's important for them to know, and you. Now may the God of peace, the source of serenity, the spiritual well-being, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood that sealed and ratified the eternal covenant. Hallelujah. How important is this for us to know and what many of God's people deal with while living in this simple, wicked, dark world? Now may the God of peace, the source of serenity, nothing of this world brings this and spiritual well-being too. Amen. Only comes from God. Only comes from God, and you'll know it. It's like peace of any kind of peace you've had. Praise God, it's within our lives as we live. As things come up and
Or, you know, you how do you go? What direction? How do I answer? How? What should I do? And you'll know. That's the kind of pieces we've read earlier. Hallelujah. In Colossians, I do believe it is that the peace is in our daily lives and directions to go, what we are to do. And then it is eternal, where it's a peace that it's settled, that we are saved, we are forgiven, washed in the blood of the Lamb of God, the Savior. And praise God, he rose 3 days later, victorious over everything that we would face because of the sin that he's taking care of. How far is the sin, does it say in the Word of God, from east and west in Psalm 103? But you know what that east and west is? It's from one of God's nail-scarred hand to the other, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that's far enough, because it's been accepted by the Father. Praise his name. How important is this to know? And what many people, what God's people deal with while living in the sinful, wicked world, dark world. Now may the God of peace, the source of rainy and nothing of this world, bring this and spiritual well-being too. Amen. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Acknowledging to the knowledge of God, the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ, and to be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and peace, that special sense of spiritual well-being, that you have been made right and that it's settled, be yours. Oh, and then it's increasing the abundance as you walk closely with God. May grace and peace, that special sense of spiritual well-being, be yours, increasing abundance as you walk closely with God. Wow, brothers and sisters, this word here says, peace pass all understanding. God's peace and rest in him in our life will increase abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. That's really good news. As typing this scripture, another wonderful truth. And the Holy Spirit was doing it in this message. The Holy Spirit told me this will be more real to us and increase in us as we wait for the glorious return of our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. You'll understand and you'll know it more. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Peter 3, verse 4. But let it be the inner beauty. And we have so many people worried about this outer, or trying to say this tent, keep this tent beautified. But the real you, the inner beauty of the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality and unfading charm of the gentle and peaceful spirit, one that is calm and self-controlled, not over-anxious, but serene and spiritually mature. With everything, you know, everything going crazy around you, you're at peace inside. All the waves and storms and pandemics and Satan trying to come against you all, you're at peace. You're walking in peace. What he says here, the inner person, hallelujah. But serene and spiritually mature, which is a very precious, which is very precious in the sight of God. Oh, you're his precious one. Like he's called the precious, you know, the precious Son of God, precious. You're called special. Are you starting to get the picture of who you are? The children of God. and what he thinks about you. Praise his name. The unfading charm of a gentle and peaceful spirit, one that is, number one, calm. Jesus was never out of control. Jesus was never in a hurry. He was all had it together. Number two, self-controlled by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Number three, not over-anxious. We all deal with it. Amen. Number four, you don't hear this word much, but serene. It means this is ease, just laid back and resting. It's like be sitting somewhere, like on in a chair, and you're looking at the ocean, and the waves are calm, gentle breeze, you know, out here in the pasture where I live, and it's just a peaceful breeze, and the sky is clear, you see the stars, you're at rest in God. He brings peace. The spiritual mature, which is very precious, in the sight of God. Hallelujah. Even in the place of serene, when the storms are raging, when the bombs are coming or missiles flying, we're at peace. Hallelujah. A very true picture of God's grace and peace. Amen. 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace. That special sense of spiritual well-being, that keeps coming up. And you'll see what I'm talking about, well, it proves if you're truly a believer in Jesus or not. Be multiplied to you in the true intimate knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. This is where the grace and peace of God comes from. In the true intimate knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. The Word of God empowered by the Spirit of God. Amen. 1 John 4, verse 18, you'll see what I'm talking about, what should be in your life, and you have many out there saying, are concerned about the judgment of God, the wrath of God. I'm not good enough. None of us will ever be good enough. Christ makes us good enough or righteous. See, the ones that are caught up in work-based salvation, or they think in their self-righteous, foolish ideas, that they can be perfect, they will have no peace. They will fear death. They will fear the future. They will fear they have not made the standards of God and his judgment, or that we are supposed to go through to make ourselves worthy. That's not God. That's not truth. That's blind. That's what the enemy wants to have you at. God's love is greater, brothers and sisters. Know that. God's love is greater. And what Christ has done, it's finished. It's done. You can't add anything to it. It's done. Now listen to this. 1 John 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love. And what is fear? What was the Holy Spirit talking about here? Dread does not exist. That you want to come before God, you want to come before Jesus. You want to become before your Father who loves you. And he's like in the picture of the prodigal running to his son with his arms wide open. Understand that. Oh, hallelujah. You have a loving God who loves you. Be perfect, complete, and full grown. Love dries out. Oh, hallelujah. Love dries out fear. See, you got the world and the government and all the people in this world, and the agenda of the devil is to bring fear. Bring fear. But God's love is great. Because fear will entrap you, just like we heard in that song. That guy was in fear and was, you know, trapped 19 years. You think that psychology and psychiatry and doctors and all can free that man from that? No way. Holy Christ, he's the one who delivers and heals. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. man's ways are short, and they don't meet God's standard and what is able. About the best thing they can do is maybe put a Band-Aid on it or keep you doped up so that you be numb, but only Jesus can set you free from the things of the spiritual realm. That's where they fall short. They don't seek it out. Praise the name of the Lord. As you reveal things, Lord, because people have been trusting man and man's ways way too long, drives out fear. Because fear involves the expectation of divine judgment. So that one who's afraid of God's judgment is not perfected in love. And that's what you'll be by faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit. It's what we've been saying, what God's peace is, past all understanding, that you are well. It is well with your soul. It is spiritual well-being that you're right standing with God. It's amazing. Perfected in love has not grown into the sufficient understanding of God's love. The only way that happens is when the Holy Spirit reveals it to you personally. Man's ways and ideal will always say, you're not good enough. You've got to come like me. That's what many of these people say that way. Not the Lord. He says, you're not good enough and you need me. I'm the answer. I'm the one that meets the standard of my Father. You have to believe and trust me. Believe my word. Believe my promises. Understand, I took the judgment and wrath of God for all the sin of mankind on that cross. And you'll never face it. Only those who do not believe and trust me, who I am and what I've done, the Lord said. You don't want to be there. Love, God's love, drives out fear of what? The expectation of divine judgment, punishment. Divine. That means God's kind of judgment is perfect. And by the word of God, is forever. That's how serious sin and rejecting his son is. You don't want to be there. You don't want to be misled by man. You don't want to be misled by doctrines of demons. You need to search it out yourself and take care of yourself, because it's between you and God yourself. So hear and know this well. So the one who's afraid of God's judgment, not perfected in his love and peace through his son, Jesus Christ. This is the only way this will happen in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is so many I've seen, and they're so caught up. The other thing is, oh, you got to be a certain way to be raptured. Even of a believer, it all depends on Jesus, not us. It's not by performance. It's by faith. And if you believe in Jesus and you are born again, you're going home. It is not based on performance. It is based on righteousness that Jesus gives you and his word he has promised. Don't listen to ones who tell you that. Jesus makes you who you are, not us. That's so silly. That's man's way. That's what Jesus dealt with the Pharisees, that they were it, and everybody else doesn't meet God's standard, and do not have nothing to do with them. They just judge them and put them down. And that was the nature of the devil. He said it himself. You're like your father, the devil, because they were acting like him. What do we got going on now? The same thing. They sit there and embrace all the kind of lifestyles and things that are out of the pit of hell. They call good evil and evil good. This is real. There is no answer. There is no way out of this mess but through Christ. And people need to know that. Why am I so fervently and want to know? Because That is what it is. It's what the Word of God says. It's Christ. I'm just a messenger, but it is the Spirit moving, saying, you need to hear this, folks, and get this right. Anyone out there that has been caught up in what all these things people have been telling you, or religion, or works, or all the other ways that faith is way to salvation, they're not. Only God's way, through his Son, Jesus. Oh, praise his name. So by the word of God, by God's word of truth, we know what kind of peace God gives us as we live now and for all eternity. A sense of spiritual well-being by our faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and being born again, making us have peace with God. And now we can rest and have peace as we live for such a time as this, that whatever we face until our Savior and King comes for us, a peace has all understanding, because it is not a false peace like man and Satan, but a true eternal peace, that you're content and fulfilled by the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I finish this message with these three powerful scriptures of comfort and peace. Romans 15, verse 13. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Now, may the God of hope fill you all joy, with all joy and peace of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his promises. Amen. The God of hope, wrapped up in his peace, with all joy and peace, believing through the experience of your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Finally, believers, rejoice. Be made complete. Be what you should be. Be comforted. Be like-minded. Live in peace. Enjoy the spiritual well-being experienced by believers who walk closely with God. And the God of love and peace, the source of loving kindness, will be with you. The God of love and peace, the source of loving kindness, will be with you now and forever. Amen. Finally, the final scripture is for such a time as this, at the coming of our great God and King Jesus for his church and bride. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through. That is, separate you from profane and vulgar things. And he is. Make you pure and whole and undamaged, consecrated to him, set apart for his purpose. And may your spirit and your soul and body be kept complete and be found blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Prince of Peace forever. Hallelujah. Peace be still. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Amen. This is truth. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to be afraid every time I face the way. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to fear the storm just because I hear it roar. I don't want to fear the storm. I don't want to fear the storm. Peace be still. Say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still. You will hear, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be afraid, because the ways are only ways. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be afraid. Hallelujah. Gonna fear the storm. You're greater than its roar. I'm not gonna fear the storm. I'm not gonna fear it all. Peace be still. Say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still. You are here, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace over me. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. This has to happen now. We live by faith. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let faith rise up, oh heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Amen now. Let faith rise up, oh heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Amen. Let faith rise up, oh heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Let faith rise up, oh heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Amen. Peace be still. Say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still. You are here, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace, peace. Over me, yeah. God promises peace, peace. Over me, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Proclaim it. Ask for it. He gives. Because he loves you. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us believe and know it's true. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Yes. Proclaim it. Speak it. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
faith, rise up, oh heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Let faith rise up, oh heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Amen. Let faith rise up, oh heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Amen. Let faith rise up, oh heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Amen. Hallelujah. Peace be still. Say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still. You are here, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace, peace over me, yeah. Amen. Peace, peace over me, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. God's kind of peace, past all understanding, real peace, hallelujah, at peace with God, at peace with one another. He brings it, what he wants for us, what he intended for us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen, brothers, sisters, and hallelujah, as the Lord leads, I'm seeking out a devotion that came up that talks about this peace. It's very powerful. Let me find it here. I don't think I put it up. I'll find it. Yeah. Let me see. This is the one. Yeah, here it is. All right, this is from Oswald Chambers, a man of God, and he has some tremendous, powerful devotions, and it's leading right in what we've been talking about tonight. Are you ever troubled? Are you ever troubled, he asked. And here's the answer from the Lord. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, John 14:27. There are times in our life when our peace is based on simply on our own ignorance. But when we are awakened to the realities of life, true inner peace is impossible unless it's received from Jesus. When our Lord speaks peace, he creates peace. Because the words that he speaks are always spirit. And they are life. When God speaks, when Jesus, the Son of God, speaks, the words come to life. Come to life in our hearts and lives, brothers and sisters. John 6, verse 63. Have you ever received what Jesus speaks? My peace I give to you, a peace that comes from looking into his face and fully understand and receive his quiet contentment. And he wants us to be content in him and what he's done. Oh, hallelujah. Are you severely troubled right now? Are you afraid and confused by the way and the turbulence God's sovereignty allows to enter your life? Have you left no stone of your faith unturned? Yet you still not found any well of peace, joy, or comfort? Does your life seem completely barren to you?
then look up and receive the quiet contentment of the Lord Jesus. Only way it comes. Reflecting his peace is proof that you are right with God. Just like I was saying, it's confirmed. Because you're exhibiting the freedom to turn your mind to him. If you're not right with God, you can never turn your mind anywhere but on yourself. Boom. 1,600 kind of religion. Because that's what men do. Allowing anything to hide the face of Jesus Christ from you either causes you to become troubled or gives you a false sense of security. The Lord is real, and he's speaking. Is anyone listening? With regard to the problem that is pressing in on you right now, are you looking unto Jesus? Not man, not religion, not health book, not government, not even yourself, but Jesus. Hebrews 12:2. And receiving peace from him, if so, he will be gracious, blessing of peace exhibited in and through you. He will be a gracious blessing of peace exhibited in and through you. Oh, hallelujah. But if you only try to worry your way out of the problem, you destroy the effectiveness, his effectiveness in you, and you deserve whatever you get. You try to do it your way, it becomes a mess. You humble yourself and let God be God in you, oh, it'll be great. We become troubled because we have not been taking him into account. When a person confers with Jesus Christ, the confusion stops. He brings peace. Remember when he rose again and when he came to him, he says, peace unto you. Be not afraid. He settles it. The world brings confusion, chaos, trouble, fear. Not Christ. He brings peace. Lay everything out before him. When you are faced with difficulty, bereavement, or sorrow, listen to him say, let your heart not be troubled. Let your heart not be troubled. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Amen. So powerful. I had to share that with y'all. That it went right along with this message tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And then now, these songs that are coming up, it lays out of what God has promised, and then what he has done, and then what that brings. It's very powerful and beautiful. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. First, we talk about the promises of God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Spirit laid all this out. Glory! He knows what we need when we need it. Amen? God of Abraham, the God of covenant and faithful promises. Time and time again, you're proving us to do this what you said. Though the storms may come and the wind may blow, I remain steadfast. And let my heart learn when you speak a word, it will come to pass. Amen. Great is your faithfulness to me. Amen. Great is your faithfulness to me. Yeah. God of from age to age, to the earth may pass away, your revert remains the same. Yeah. Your history can prove that nothing you can do, you're faithful and true. Though the storms may come and the wind may blow, you remain steadfast. And let my heart learn when you speak a word, it will come to pass. Amen. Great is your faithfulness to me. Oh, great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting sun, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. Amen. Put my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground, my hope in firm foundation. He'll never let me down. No, I put my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground, my hope in firm foundation. He will never let me down. Hallelujah now. Amen. I still bless you. I'll still bless you. Amen. Still bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting sun, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. Now the promises that God did, that God, I mean, the promises God said, he fulfilled them. Did you know that when he was on that cross and he was bleeding, he was whipped, he was spit upon and cursed, crown of thorn in his head, nails driven into his hands and feet, all the pain of our sin, all the shame, all the condemnation, it came to the place where he was not even recognizable. Sin made him hideous, but love poured out from him, grace poured out from him. And that all the time, even as he told, he asked the Father, forgive them, Father, for they do not what they do. You, me, was on his mind. Hallelujah. When Christ did what he did at the cross, and praise God at the grave. Me, on your mind. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Word read, you had left me nine. Oh, hallelujah. Like I was written with me on your mind. Amen. Oh, this is powerful. The prodigal son who ran, leaving his home behind. The part where the father came running to meet him. Did you say that we own your mind? Who am I that the king of the world would give one single thought about my broken heart? Who am I that the king of all grace wipes the tears from my face and says, come as you are. You paid the price
You took the cross. You gave your life. And you did it all with me on your mind. Whoa, me on your mind. Isn't that amazing? You, me, on his mind. Being full of me. Just knowing you call dear child. Flooding my soul, the unspeakable hope. Thank you, Lord, it's me on your mind. Who am I that the king of the world would give one single thought about my broken heart? Who am I that the God of all grace wipes the tears from my face and says, come as you are. You paid the price. You took the cross. You gave your life, and you did it all with me on your mind. Hallelujah. With me on your mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, on me on your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Words in breath. The home on high. You're preparing a place where the sorrows erase. When I stand before you, I'm fine. All along, it was me on your mind. Ain't that awesome? Your mind that the king of the world would give one single thought about broken hearts. Who am I that the God of all grace wipes the tears from my face and says, come as you are. You paid the price. You took the cross. You gave your life. And you did it all with me on your mind. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. With me on your mind. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. Hallelujah. Oh, 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 with me on your mind. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Isn't that awesome? Brothers, sisters, that's truth. But he said, he went through what he went for the joy that was set before him, that the sons and daughters with God would be able to come and be with him and the Father. And to live with them forever in heaven. And give the life, what kind of life God has in eternity. Isn't that awesome? How much love he has for us. With us on his mind. It's amazing. You look at Psalm, you look at John 17, his prayer before he faced all this. It was us on his mind. That's how much love God has. It's amazing. It's everlasting. Unconditional. Praise his name. And because of the promises, and because God kept his promises and fulfilled with action of love, then there is freedom. There is peace. There is rest. In Jesus Christ. This Wednesday, we're doing our praise and prayer and praise at our church. And the theme of it all, how the songs and the prayers lined up, was about freedom and about peace. That Christ was setting his people free. The chains were falling to the ground. Prison doors open. Blind eyes that could see. Deaf ears could hear. The spiritual. This is who he is and what he's done. So the Son sets free is free indeed. And that kind of freedom brings peace. Past all understanding.
And that's where we're at. There is freedom. And you understand where this comes from. It's amazing. There is freedom. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Man. When I'm walking through the valley, your presence is around me, because nothing stands between me and my God. And the fear that was my prison is no longer where I'm living, because nothing stands between me and my God. There's no place I go that he is not. This is truth. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness because we believe it. Every stronghold has to break in the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Oh, oh, oh. The ground below is shaking. My joy cannot be taken, because nothing stands between me and my God. Amen. So I'm looking to Jesus through the veil that's torn to pieces, because nothing stands between me and my God. Amen. Rejoice, for the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness because we believe it. Every stronghold has to break at the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Oh, hallelujah. The lies break off. Watch the enemy flee. Watch the walls come crumbling down when the people of God sing, sing. When the people and every heart set free, hear the chains of the shame hit the ground when the people of God sing. Watch the lies break off. Watch the enemy flee. Watch the walls come crumbling down when the people of God sing. Oh, hear the heavenly roar. Every heart set free. Hear the chains of shame hit the ground when the people of God sing. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness because we believe it. Every stronghold has to break at the name of Jesus. Oh, there's no other name. There is freedom. Amen. There is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness because we believe us. And every stronghold has to break at the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. There is freedom. Amen. There is freedom. Amen. The kind of freedom God brings. You don't have to have a go-between. Christ has made a way. He showed it clearly. When he showed all the religious, arrogant, prideful fools, as that veil was torn from top to bottom. And then we got religion trying to put you in a box and say you got to go through a man. Lies. You can come to the Lord through Jesus Christ, the Savior. Praise his name forever. There is nothing between you and your God. It's been broken. It's been washed away. Oh, hallelujah. And you have a relationship to God and Savior personally. And the people need to know that. And you need to tell them when you speak, don't be talking about labels and things. Talk about Jesus. Because when Christ is lifted up, when you're spoken of Christ, the Holy Spirit will bring it alive to a person. And thank God many people are. They say in all these ways that we've been doing this stuff, it just about wore me out and I'm tired of it. I'm not going by feelings anymore. I'm trusting the Lord and being led by the Spirit. And that's what people need to know. That's what God's doing. Is that how God wanted it to be? Man is the one who's bringing all this garbage. And what did Paul tell us in Galatians do with it? Philippians, counting as dung. Worthless, Christ said, the things of this world, anything of the flesh, worthless. Only him. He makes you who you are. You are beautified by the life and blood of Jesus Christ, the salvation of God, that you are a beautiful picture, masterwork, or a beautiful piece of pottery in the hands of the potter, even as jars of clay. Absolutely amazing. And then soon, very soon, you'll see who you really are. We're changed in the twinkling of eye. And we're raised from corruptible to incorruptible. And that we'll be changed and resurrected and glorified like our glorious Lord. Oh, what a wonderful day that will be. And that he wants you to have peace. Peace when we're here until that day. And then it'll be totally there. Hallelujah. It'll be awesome. Well, glory to God. Glory to the Lord. It's amazing what he's doing. Thank you, Jesus. The messages he's been showing in the time and what we need in the times we live. And the truth that's coming out. And the contentment he's bringing. And there's another word, contentment. You don't hear that one much anymore, but that's what it is about being spiritual well-being. And fulfilled and satisfied. He's the one who does it. The one who can, the only one. Everything else won't happen. Won't ever be satisfied. You know, that's the sad thing about the people who did not come to Christ. They'll never know what God really wanted for them. Isn't that terrible? They'll never have peace. They'll never rest. I can't even imagine. But God's made a way that no one has to face that. And we pray for all the ones we care about and love. But everybody has to make the decision themselves. We can't do it for them. We can share the truth with them. We can pray for them. And the Lord can put strong influence over them. Just like the enemy tries to put on people, God can bring strong influence too. He can bring dreams. He can bring vision. He can put people right at the cross and see what their God and Savior did for them. And I pray, God, they do not reject them after they see that. Because you don't want to face what's going to happen to ones that do. And like I said again, everybody thinks this time coming. It is a terrible time. But even greater than that would be in eternity. Because there's no coming back from that. Oh, thank God for the life that God gives and who he is. And thank you, Lord, for your peace. Peace I leave with you, he says. Peace, be still, and know that I'm God. Peace, be not afraid. That's what he would announce. That's what the angels would announce to the people when they would come. Peace to you, Mary. Hallelujah. Peace to the disciples when he rose again. Praise God. He wants to be at well. He wants you at rest. He wants you to be like him. And we can be. All right. Well, praise God. Let's get to the prayer requests. That we're praying answered prayer. Praise God. I don't know, Sis Connie, is Lanny listening with you tonight? We're still praying about that she would come and join you like Sis Erica's grandson Matthew did tonight. That's awesome, and that's exciting to know that even the little children want to hear about Jesus. That's amazing. We pray that your daughter wants to too, even your son. We're praying for rain for Sis Connie and Sis Jeanette in their area. Like I said, I just pray the Lord you bring the rain that's over New Zealand and pass some on over to them. We'll pray that in the name of Jesus. I would ask for your prayers for me and Sis Brenda, especially me, as I will be forming my granddaughter's wedding Saturday night. And in that, I think you were here earlier, but Sis Erica wasn't, that I will not be here next Friday. I'll be involved in that out of town, doing the rehearsal and, you know, all that. And that we want Jesus lifted up in it and that people would see what the wedding's about. It is all pointing to the true wedding between the bride of Christ and him. Thank you. I thank you for your prayers for me and Sis Brenda and for Skylar and Abraham too, all that are involved. Wedding in all involved. Amen. All right. Amen. We will, sis. I'll add him to. Is Lonnie listening to you with you now? But we'll pray for Sergio too. That it would be good. I thank you for y'all's prayers. Any other prayer requests tonight? Thank you, Jesus, that let's see. We was praying, I guess that's for Sis Jeanette, so we'll have to ask her. Amen. Amen. Yes, we do, brother. In the name of Jesus, we do. The Lord can make a way. He can move it upon their hearts. He really can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Got to get a drink. See, the old body still gets thirsty, but not the living water. We're at peace with God. And the living water comes and refreshes us. Oh, amen. Well, bless you, Lang. Welcome to the Lord's hour, sis. Welcome. It's a good. I hope this word has blessed you and that you hear the truth and that God is real and he loves you. And that he'll be part of your life because he wants to be. And he'll help you and help your mom and your brother and your father too. And we all need him in these days. We really do. We really do. But bless you. You're welcome here at the Lord's hour, Lainey, anytime. Praise God. That's awesome. That's good to see that the kids are getting involved and others are getting involved because they see what's going on in the world and they wonder what's going on and they're looking for answers and God gives them. And the answer of all answers is Jesus, that's for sure. Any other prayer requests, hallelujah, tonight before we go to the Lord in prayer? And now Sis Jeanette won't be here to finish up with a song tonight, so we'll just be praying and then he'll be quiet in peace, what God gives in rest. And that we can all rest tonight, knowing that our lives are in his hands, loving hands that have scars to prove it, and he's in control. God is in control. And he'll watch over and protect us. He's with us. And that we can walk in peace. Just like Christ, with all the noise and everything around the world. I mean, all the noise that was coming at him, all the complaints and all the accusations and blasphemes and all, and he just walked right through. And to share truth. And that's how he wants us to be in this time. Hallelujah. Let us be a witness. Let us be a light and be of the nature and character and light of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Glory to God. We've had prayers answered. We had Sis Jeanette healed last week. And this week, Brother Andrew asked for prayer for his little grandson. And the Lord touched him, praise God, very grateful. Hallelujah. Again, Erica's been healed of migraines. My wife, Sis Brenda, was healed of her teeth and gums in Jesus' mighty name. Lanny, like my name, Connie. Got it. Okay. Lanny, I got you. Amen, Lanny. Excuse me. Not Lonnie, but Lanny. Amen. We'll get it right. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Glory to God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and finish up tonight, brothers and sisters. Amen, brother. We are in this together. Like it said, we are the body of Christ, and that we are to pray for one another. That's part of who we are. Jesus was our example. I'm sure he was praying for people all the time when he'd go out and be with himself and the Father, because he knows how much prayer we all need. So we pray for each one here in the chat room and ones by phone and by Skype and Facebook and all that are listening, that the Lord hears our prayers. Amen. Father, we thank you and come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus, your glorious Son and our Savior. Lord, we're very grateful for what you're teaching us and guiding us and knowing about what you have done in our lives. And now we've learned that you have given us peace and rest, and that it all comes together, and that the joy of the Holy Spirit and the well-being, and know that we are saved and have eternal life, and that we can't go no too far, because your love is greater, your righteousness is greater, your truth is greater, your mercy, your grace, your love is greater. We're grateful it's not dependent upon us, Lord, because we would fail miserably. You know that we're still in these bodies and we deal with this old flesh some days. But we're very grateful that you have forgiven us. And you've washed away our sin and you've made us the righteousness of God. And that in this life that we're growing and maturing. And the Holy Spirit points out something that we say, God, forgive us. Help us do better and go the right way. That's all part of our growing and maturing. But the salvation is complete. It's your salvation. And everything you give, Lord, is eternal. We're very grateful. Thank you, Lord, for all you do within our lives. Thank you for the truth of this word and that we're at peace. And we know our lives is in your hands. Our future is in your hand, and it's a bright and eternal future too. Thank you for everything, Lord. We thank you for Sis Connie's daughter, Lanny, and Sis Erica's grandson, Matthew, are here too. That you said, did not the little children come to me, let them come to me, and that you love them, and that you wrap your arms around them, and you watch over and protect them in this time, Lord, as the enemy tries to come against all of your people and even the children these days. How terrible the kind of things that men do. We're grateful you watch over our children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Lord, we pray that everybody that we love and concerned about have this peace, the peace that you give past all understanding. We're very grateful that it's a peace that's always there and that it's a rest that you renew us, you strengthen us. The living water continues to flow. The mighty wind of God and that gives us breath and that can refresh us and to be renewed and anointed, and that you're there with us. There's nothing between you and us, Lord. Nothing. I mean, it is open. It's time to come into the presence of you, Father, by the life and blood of your Son in his mighty name. That we come humbly before you to the mercy seat in time of need. And the greatest need is salvation and life. Other things, Lord, is deliverance from anything of the enemy and what he brings against people. About freedom from fear, freedom from depression. Lord, be delivered from the things of the enemy and of the things that he brings forth in trying to keep people trapped in religion and in the pharmacia things and things that are tearing people down and really like it says, he'll still destroy them. But you make a way, Lord, you're greater. You bring life and bring it abundantly. Father, we thank you and just praise you. We pray for Sis Connie and Sis Jeanette, Lord, that you would bring rain, that they ask for rain and cooler temperatures, and that you know what your children need, and that you will provide for them in whatever they face, but you give to your children too, Lord, and we're very grateful by your mercy and love that you will bring rain and you will bring cooler temperatures like you did here, where I live here in Texas. Lord, we pray and ask for your blessings and favor and guidance of the Holy Spirit for me of doing this wedding next week and everything, the preparations, help us, Lord, is all the hustle and bustle and craziness that you bring peace right in the middle of it. Father, we thank you for peace that you that we have here at the Lord's hour and that we can come together in the name of Jesus and rest in your presence, rest at your feet, and hear what you're saying to us like Mary did and Martha learned, that we have the living water that will never be thirsty, not compared to the water of the world, for sure. It never satisfies. Nothing of this world will ever satisfy. Only you, Lord. We're very grateful, Lord, that you loved us so much, that you died on that cruel cross and rose again. And now you want a relationship with us. You want to be with us, just like you was with Adam and Eve. And now you've come back and you've even made it better. You've made it complete. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise and honor you. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the glory and praise. And let this word go forth. Let the anointing of it go forth in the archives. And that people's lives will be changed because your word does not come back void. It will accomplish what you've told it to, that what you have said, Lord. We honor and praise you again. And all of God's people said, amen. Praise the name of Jesus, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. I hope y'all have a great rest of the night and weekend ahead. Oh, we'll be having all the people to finish up and try to get all the things together tomorrow. All the ladies are doing the decorations and flowers, and we have a beautiful place that's called His Grace. That's the name of the wedding place, His Grace, how God, founded another believer in Christ, and they do that to lift up the name of Jesus. It's amazing. Hope you all have a great weekend, and that the Lord is with us. He watches over and he protects us. His face shines upon us. His light shines in it, and you have his shalom. And what is his shalom? It's his provision. It's his protection. It is his and the rest, and that we're well with God. It is well with our soul. Bless each one of you. And I say shalom and good night to you, Brother Andrew, Sis Erica, Sis Connie, Sis Lanny, and Brother Matthew. We thank God for each one of you. And all the people by phone and Skype and Facebook. And we say shalom all and good night. Praise the name of Jesus, our glorious Savior and King is coming for us, who God the Father calls us special and precious. You think he's going to leave us behind? No way. We're going to fly away because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all have a great day. Praise God. Shalom and good night. Bless each one of y'all. Hallelujah. I'll let it run out here. Y'all saying your goodbyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank God. All glory to Jesus, brother. It's all by what he does and who he is. It's amazing what he's done in our lives and each one of your lives, too. And we've seen it all. It's amazing. And that we'll all be up there in heaven together one of these days. Hallelujah. What a reunion and homecoming that will be, huh? Thank you, Jesus. All right, bless each one. Bless each one of y'all. And shalom and good night. Thank you, Lord.